The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Patricia Ryan is with me. She is a TD for Kildare South, who until Friday was a Sinn Féin TD for Kildare South. No more. She has resigned from the party. Patricia, you're welcome to the show. Why have you resigned?
Thank you very much and good evening to all your listeners. I'm resigning for various different reasons. There have been ongoing issues in Kildare for quite a long time, almost 2 years, well, 18 to 20 months anyway. And I have been raising it with the party for a long time and they have not dealt with them on multiple occasions.
What are those issues?
Well, there were issues around Facebook posts that I would have put up around an illegal encampment in the Curragh in County Kildare. And I was told to remove it by Corlach Cantor members. And I raised this with our leader and I felt it was unfair and it was undermining a sitting TD who was asked to do her job. If people come through my constituency door and ask me to do what I can as an elected representative to fix the issues in their area, I have to do that. So I had wrote to the Taoiseach, who is the Minister for Defence, to see what he could do around this. And then I posted on my Facebook that I had done this and I was asked to take down the post.
Is that it?
No, there were other issues as well. There were issues around a meeting that took place in Naas last week. And prior to the meeting taking place, my members of my common were asked to have their questions approved before they would ask their leader the questions that they needed to ask that evening. And I felt that was censorship. You couldn't be asking somebody to approve questions from members to their leader. I felt that was very wrong. And I suppose reality has struck as well. There's this thing going around that I really only left because the convention was going to be contested, which is not the truth. All conventions can be contested. And it's democracy to contest if that's what somebody wishes to do. I have won and lost to contest the conventions.
But it just seems like these are kind of strange hills to die on, being asked to take down a Facebook post and Mary Lou wanting to know what people were going to ask her about.
It is very strange. It's very unfair on people. It's very unfair on the membership. But not only that, it's very unfair on their sitting TDs. And if people don't listen to you, and if leadership is not listening to you when you say there's an issue, and they're telling you, yes, we will go, we will fix it, and then a month later we haven't fixed it, and you go to the next month, and it rolls on and it rolls on, and it's never fixed, well then there's an issue that has to be dealt with. And I'm an independent person in my thinking, and I believe fully that if I can't do a job, I can't be a nodding dog. I have to do what the people elected me to do, and that's what I want to do. You do understand there are a lot of issues in Kildare. There are issues around homelessness, housing, cost of living crisis, healthcare. And I was a spokesperson in Sinn Féin for older people, and I dealt with advocacy groups like Nursing Alliance and all of them. There are lots of issues within our nursing home areas, and we need to be dealing with them. So I haven't time to be sitting and not doing my job.
Oh, no, I don't think anyone would suggest you shouldn't be doing your job, far from it. I guess what the question people might have is they look at kind of the issues around Brian Stanley, which seem kind of fairly significant in terms of seriousness, and then this other Sinn Féin member accused of kind of inappropriate texts with a teenager. And then, how would I put this? I guess the problems you seem to have had with the party don't seem like the biggest problems in the world.
No, they're probably not the biggest problems in the world, but the other issues are nothing to do with me, and you would have to speak to them people that you're mentioning there. I don't know the ins and outs of that, and it's not my story to tell. So for that reason, I wouldn't be commenting on it. But I am very adamant that if I'm elected by the people of South Kildare to do a job, I am going to continue to do that job.
Do you feel you were intimidated? What did these members do?
I feel sending you texts and telling you to take down posts is the wrong way to go. And this is only, you know, there's other issues that would have been underlying and going on for a long time around that and would have been raised with the party and were brushed under the carpet. And I feel if you're pushing things under the carpet at that level, well, then you're not going to go any further if you don't deal with it.
Is that a new thing in Sinn Féin?
Well,
brushing things under the carpet or not dealing with them or trying to control very carefully what their members say.
I'm only elected rep since 2019. I was a county councillor first and I didn't have any issues in the county council end of it. And then I became a TD in 2020. And I didn't initially see any of that. This has really only happened with me, I suppose, in the last 20 months. And once it initiated, I started to raise it, and nothing has happened since I erased it. So for me, it's about 20 months. Had it been happening beforehand, not with me, with others, I couldn't say.
Will you run as an independent in the upcoming election?
I absolutely will run as an independent because I feel the work that I have started to do needs to be completed. And I feel that I'm in a position to do what I can for the people of South Kildare. So I certainly will be running as an independent candidate in the next general election.
And if you win a seat and Mary Lou McDonald needs you to form a government, will you stand up?
I will talk to everybody, but I will have to see what way that goes. As it stands, I come from a Republican background. I'm always going to be in that basis of Republican and left wing, but I don't know what I'll do. I certainly won't be going back to Sinn Féin.
Patricia Ryan, independent TD for Kildare South. Patricia, thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.